country album. I'm sorry. That's what I think. Before Beyonce, we heard Sade and Is It a Crime? That was going all the way back to 1985 from her album Promise. And we started out that set with Cyndi Lauper covering the wonderful song Misty Blue from Cyndi's album, also countryfied, called Detour, that was released in 2016. It is straight up 12 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and this is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. I'm one of the hosts. Kirsten is one of the hosts. And Sue is one of the hosts. And Sue has been hosting a very, very long time. I think I've actually been hosting a very long time. I'm over 20 years at this point, 21 years at this point, but Sue has even more years on me. And we are here every Saturday, and we each do a different kind of type of show, but we just respect and really dig each other's music, and we love our fans. So you can check out our Facebook page and listen to us every Saturday here on WMFO. And when I host the show, we do a feature that's called the Six Pack at Noon, and it's a six song set. Could be anything. Could be a spotlight on an artist, or it could be on a theme. And it just hit me a couple of days ago, you know what, we're going to do a caffeinated six pack today. So here you go, six songs about coffee.
For sure at your home. Can't meet you for dinner at the Italian place. It's where I met your family. Some words were exchanged. It suggests the jazz bar on Marianne Street, but you buy me a drink and we know where that leads. So I'll meet you for coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you say that you want me. I know that's a lie. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for coffee, only for coffee. Nowhere else is safe. Every place leads back to your place. You said, let's do I love the park. That may be true, but God forbid it gets dark. Here come the excuses that fuel the illusions, but I'd rather feel something than nothing at all. So I'll meet you for coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you say that you're sorry. I know that's a I didn't trust you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for coffee, only for coffee. Nowhere else is safe. Every place leads back to your weed. Done this before, and I let's not do coffee, let's not even try. It's better we leave it and give it some time. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. 'Cause if we do coffee, it's never just coffee. It's never just coffee.
Dry. it's hard to fight black coffee, feeling low as a grass. It's driving me crazy, this thinking about my baby. Mine maybe come around.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11 I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Kristen." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Kristen, and thank you for the extra phone. And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. So I'd like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. So today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing in a band down in the village in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me he made it triple, and I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, "What time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skin." He said, "Keep the 3:55 because this triple latte was on him." When love rushed home.
sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem, High Street, Persia.
Persia.
He took one sip of his coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, Kersia.
Kersia.
Oh, Kersia, Kersia, Kersia.
Dang.
It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper copper coffee pot. I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots.
And tin coffee pots. They're no good to me.
If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll throw you in the sea.
In old Baghdad, in old Baghdad, in old Baghdad,
in old Baghdad, in old Baghdad, very often I have had cups of coffee by the dozen.
12.
And you all should make my coffee just as good and without this blasted cussing.
Right.
Oh, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya.
Christ.
It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper copper coffee pot. I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots.
And tin coffee pots.
They're no good to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
From a proper copper coffee pot.
I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots.
And tin coffee pots.
They're no good to me. If I can have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
I want a proper cup of coffee.
I want a proper cup of coffee.
A proper cup of coffee.
I want a proper cup of coffee. I'm a little percolator, short and stout. When I get all percolated, pour me out. 1, 2, 3, 4. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper cup of coffee.
And there you have it, our six-pack at noon, highly caffeinated about coffee. So we started out with Garbage. It's been a little while since I've played the wonderful Shirley Manson, but that was Garbage and Cup of Coffee from the 2001 album Beautiful Garbage. And then we heard the one and only, she's like taking over the universe and I am so happy, Chapel Roan. That song, Coffee, is from The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, which was released exactly a year ago and is really hitting its stride. She just won Best New Artist on the MTV Video Music Awards this past week. And if you haven't seen that performance, oh my, you should Google it so you can watch her in her fabulous Joan of Arc. I don't know. It's more than an outfit. But that song was Coffee. And Katie Lang with her cover song, Black Coffee, from 1988, Shadowland. Kristen Chenoweth, Taylor the Latte Boy. It's a really fun little song there. And another fabulous Broadway performer who also was in Wicked, Anna Gasteyer. And that was A Proper Cup of Coffee from her 2014 album, I'm Hip. And we just heard Susanna Hoffs covering the great Squeeze song, Black Coffee in Bed, from her newish album released last year, The Deep End. So thank you for listening to Something About the Women. I've got just about 35 more minutes here on WMFO in Medford. And then we have Brian Young coming up at 1 o'clock with a crash course for the ravers.
I never give up if it makes you Take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Smooth touch of honesty. insecurity. Are we meet again? Don't try to flirt with me. You're not really my friend, but you take up half this bed, living rent free in my head. All insecurity. You show up in my mirror, point out the worst in me. You whisper in my ear that my lips are way too thin, too many miles on my skin. If I can't find a way to get you gone, can we find a way to get along, along, along? You're careless and you're cruel and oh, you're mindless. Maybe you could try a little kindness instead of hurting me. Oh, insecurity.
those passengers to heaven. A great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sang,
and
I hollered, someone save me. That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down,
you're
rocking. Sit down,
you're rocking.
Sit down,
you're rocking the boat.
Sit down, you're rocking. Sit down,
you're rocking.
Sit down,
sit down,
rocking.
In the boat.
They say the journey takes a long, long while, but a thousand miles starts with one. It's a lifelong road I'm taking. Wanna see you on the other side waving when my race is run. They say everybody's got a page to turn and a flame that burns for someone. I've got the same stories, trying to make sense of the pain and the glory when my race is run. When my race is run and the last note's fading, will you be my baby when the day is done? When my race is run, nothing lasts for long. A sunset's just another sun rising. Will I see you behind the horizon when my race is?
Run. Will you still be?
wrote our names on a dollar bill down at the dollar bill bar. Our feelings couldn't reach the ceiling. We hung it right there on the wall. We were spinning round so silly drunk. Green was just like rippling leaves in a forest full of promises, 100,000 broken down dreams. Guys like you are a dime a dozen. You should count your lucky stars. Darling, if I had a dollar for every single sailor's heart, well, honey, I could break 100 down at the dollar bill bar. Don't look too close at the dollar bills down at the dollar bill bar. You will see my name is written there. Then you know I've been here before. You may think that you are special, think that you got what it takes, but I'm standing here before you. That was your very first mistake. Guys like you are a dime a dozen. You should count your lucky stars. Darling, if I had a dollar for every single cowboy's heart, I could break 100 down at the dollar bill bar. Guys like you are a dime a dozen. You should count your lucky stars. Darling, if I had a dollar for every single hopeful heart, well, honey, I could break 100 down at the dollar bill. So if I ask you for a dollar bill down at the dollar bill bar, just think twice before you pony up. Take me for a twirl on that floor. And if I tell you that I love you and I tell you that I wanna take you home, just turn around now and leave here, 'cause I'm telling you you're better off.
Thank you.
The one and only Shelby Lynn, that is going back to the year 2000 when her album I Am Shelby Lynn was released. That was Your Lies. Before that, we heard an alternate version of the song Dollar Bill Bar from Sierra Farrell. Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway before that with When My Race Is Run. Jennifer Nettles, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, from her show tune tribute album called Always Like New. We heard Brandi Clark featuring Brandi Carlile with Brandi Clark's beautiful song, Dear Insecurity. Humbird gave us Seven Veils from this year's album, Right On. And we started out that long set of music with Sheryl Crow and If It Makes You Happy. And I hope one of the things that makes you happy is listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Jane, and it's been Something About the Women. We're back next week at 11 a.m. every Saturday. And coming up at 1 o'clock, Brian Young at a crash course for the Ravers. He's got Moto coming in studio. So you definitely want to keep your radio tuned here. And to play us out today, the one and only Joan Jett. This is Bad Reputation. Take care, everybody. Don't forget to register to vote. Peace out.